opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
It's December 20th. It's December
20. I'm sorry, but I can hear Travis all the way in here laughing.
I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister, Linda, or Linda, if you actually know how to pronounce her name. She does all the heavy.
We got other names for you.
She does all the heavy lifting. An endless ball of energy, an immovable object, an unstoppable force of nature, slayer of snowflakes. She has heard more BS than a Joe Biden rally.
You got that right. Good morning, everybody.
And we don't have Dave with us today, so
happy anniversary,
out there, Dave. I hope you're having a good time. But we also have Travis, who is the guardian of the magic button of silence in the library and a bumper.
The
time bandit of breaks, the keyboard weaponry specialist, the producer extraordinaire, Travis.
You said butts with my name twice now.
Oh.
That's because you missed another word on the last show.
No, I think I got it. I can't tell, but I think I did get it.
Well, I like big
Thank
butts
you,
and I cannot lie.
No, you
it
did.
It was awful, wasn't it?
Good morning, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. We're going to have a fun show today. Today is our annual Christmas Poke Fun at Everything show. We're going to be a little serious here and there. We do have in our studios a special guest, holdovers.
Holdovers?
Leftovers, that's it. What am I, mashed potatoes?
Jefferson State of Mind. Well, I haven't eaten breakfast yet, so mashed potatoes sounds pretty good. We've got Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter here with us, and we're going to be talking about the militia a little bit here, and this... notice of the Emergency Services Act that does not provide extra constitutional powers to any government agency or agencies. And I want Terry to talk about this because this is important before we get into our comedic relief.
Yeah, this is very important, folks. And this is a notice that will be out to businesses who choose to put these in their windows. And it's just gotten finished. It'll be out as early as Monday. Now, who's in the militia? We're all in the militia. The militia are the good patriots, the good people of the United States. It is we, the people, not the government, then the people. It's the people, then the government. And this is what the notice says. The Emergency Service Act does not provide extra constitutional powers to any government agent or agency. These premises are protected from undue and unlawful intrusion by government agents and agencies under the laws of the United States Constitution, and its Bill of Rights as outlined in Amendments 4, 5, 6, 9, 10, and 14. These premises and the business conducted therein are also protected by the California Constitution and its Charter of Rights. Harassment of this business, its owners, employees, or customers who are engaging in lawful pursuits by any and all government agents or agencies will be prosecuted under Title 18 United States Code, Section 241 or 242. Civil remedies also may be sought and will be sought against said agents or agencies under United States Code Title 42, Section 1983. These rights and premises are protected by the California State Militia. Be advised that harassment and interference of the lawful activities of this business by any government agent or agency may be met with resistance. On the bottom is the California State Militia seal. This will be going out to every county and the militias and folks in the state of California. This isn't Kansas anymore. We're done with government overreach. Everything the governor is doing, just about everything he's doing, is illegal. What these agents and agencies are doing, if they are disrupting businesses, going into churches, is illegal. It's against the Constitution. It's against the Bill of Rights. It's against laws in the United States Code.
To keep us all safe.
Yeah. Unbelievable, okay. Huh, brother?
I know.
I mean, you know, Mark Baird said something I think that was very compelling. He said, it isn't that we won't comply, we won't submit. And right. That's what we've done, is submit.
I think you're seeing more and more people saying, we're not going to go this. We're getting it. Because, you know, before it's like, oh, it's a safety issue, it's an emergency. But at some point in time, you got to wake up and realize you're being chumped. You're being chumped by these guys. I mean, you know, they're getting you to play their ball game their way, and you're giving up all your rights whether you want to acknowledge it or believe it or not. That's the thing that this is all about. There's no emergency, but I'm seeing more and more restaurants giving them the fickle finger of fate because they're not going to do it. They're not going to shut down anymore. The ones that have any kind of a moxie that are saying, hey, this is a survival issue. You know, the cure is worse than the disease. I mean, how many people are going to go out of business? How many people are going to lose their homes? How many people, kids are not going to school? I mean, how at what point in time do you go, hey, what's going on? With the 99.98% rate of recovery on everybody.
Well, people are realizing that they're dying. It's not from the COVID. We're dying as people, as a society, as a community. Everybody's going out of business.
And the mental stress. I mean, you have suicides, et cetera.
Well, I don't just mean that. I mean, in a figure of speech, your business, everything, the community. I mean, what's going to happen if you give... Well, I saw a number like 135,000 people left California. I mean, hello.
Well, I mean, and okay, so I'm going to go to the Kevin Kiley case just for a second because, you know, in Gavin Newsom's final brief to the Court of Appeals, and I'm giving this to illustrate how disingenuous these people are, how insincere they are. You know, the guy goes out, he's in a restaurant after he tells everybody else to stop. You know, we could go on about that. But the first thing out of his brief is, this case is not about a dictatorship in ancient Rome. Now think about that for a second. So if you got to explain to everybody that this is not about a dictatorship of ancient Rome, I'm not sure that's the best way to start off your legal brief because what are you defending?
Yeah, that's a good point. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Here's my question. My question is, why are we suing someone who should be arrested?
I agree.
Folks, why are we suing someone who is a felon? Why are we not just, as Dar and Opal said, throwing this guy in jail? What is going on? And again, with the Board of Supervisors here, they're complicit in most of the counties. Many of the counties, they're complicit. Some aren't, but many of them are complicit
in
breaking the law.
Here's the problem. The lawbreakers have the police force.
They pay the police force.
That's right. The police forces are doing nothing about it. You know, it's just like the arrest that Richard Gallardo did here in Shasta County. They're not going to back up the citizens against the Board of Supervisors. So it may come down to us, we the people. It may come down.
It already has.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, the militia is going. It, that's why it was put together in the first place way back in the colonies. Because, you know, the guys that were supposed to protect us were the English army.
But let's get something clear on this statement. First of all, if you choose to have this in your window, it can be provided by the California State Militia. Number one. Number two, this is very, very constitutional, extremely constitutional. What the Sheriff's Department and the Police Department would do if they interfered in a business is unconstitutional. What state agencies are doing is unconstitutional.
They should be lawfully protecting the citizens.
They should be lawfully protecting the citizens. Now, what the police and Sheriff's Departments have basically done is saying, hey, man, we're not going to enforce this. And that's good. I mean, that's good that they
don't. They're not taking a side, but by not doing anything, they kind of are taking a side.
Well, that's a good point, Mark. You know, and I think that what we have to be looking at right now is understanding that this is up to us. And this is real. This notice will go out to every county in the state of California and eventually even further than that. So the deal is that you will be able to get these notices as a business. They'll be on a cardstock. It could go in your window. And, yes, you will be protected on your rights. You will be protected constitutionally on your rights.
And that contact with the militia might be a good idea to get on the phone list or a phone tree or contact with them so that they know, you know, that if you are having trouble, you got somebody you know you can call to
and
help.
And that's all coming. That's a good point, Mark. And you're absolutely correct, brother. And that's all coming.
And it's going to take all of us, not, you know, having the connection and the communication. And with that, we need to go to a break. If you want to call in and have a question or comment in this, give us a call, 530-6054-567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Yeah. Deck the hall with boughs of holly. Tis the season to be jolly. Fill the mead cup, drain the barrel. Carol, see the flaming bowl before us. Strike the harp and join the chorus. Follow me in merry measure while I sing of beauty's treasure. Oh, I
join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Have you made your Christmas meal plans? Black Bear Diner's three-course holiday entrees and holiday family meals to go will be available for 2 days of Christmas joy. Enjoy them on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day starting at 11 a.m. Pre-order yours starting Monday, December 21st for Christmas Eve, and Tuesday, December 22nd for Christmas Day. Outdoor seating, carry-out, and delivery available at the Reading Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, this is Tom Baudette from Maine. We know you've been traveling a lot this holiday season, and you've probably been told there's no room at the inn. Well, that's just not the case here at Manger 6. Why, for just 29 drachma, we'll put you up in a warm, comfortable stable with plenty of fresh milk for the newborn. There's even individual stalls for your mules, camels, or whatever you happen to be driving across the desert. And in case unexpected visitors decide to drop in on you, shepherds, wise men, holy ghosts, it's not a problem at Manger 6. There's plenty of frankincense and myrrh to go around. This is Tom Baudette from Manger 6 reminding you, there's always room at this inn. We'll even leave a star out for you.
He tries to... I think we're on the air. We're on the air. We're on the air. Carrie, we're on the air. Go ahead. Are you going to roll that one about the main? Yeah.
That's the one that was playing.
Oh, I missed it.
That's why I was letting
you. Oh, shoot.
I'm trying to do my job, kids.
Okay. We're in here talking chop.
We are.
We got all kinds of stuff
we're shopping.
Going on.
Okay, so before we get to our caller.
Ho, ho, ho.
So before we get to our caller, I want to tell everybody that we want to thank our sponsor, especially Mary out there, who is
a true patriot
who's given us money to keep the radio show going. And we want to ask everybody else out there to please donate if you can. You can call us at 530-221-0101, or you can send a check to 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B.
That's 96003.
Thank you very much. And
any amount. I just want to throw that out there. I didn't mean to interrupt, but, you know, a lot of people don't have a lot of money. But if everybody sent a couple bucks, $5, you know, it wouldn't take a whole lot to be able to cover the show. Just putting it out there, you know.
Very
it's
good.
That time of year, you know.
So, with that, let's go to our guest. Who do we got on the phone?
We got David. Good morning, David.
Cyber Dave.
Drive-by David.
What's going on, y'all? Making a cameo from the anniversary. But I wanted to call in and wish our listeners a very, very happy Christmas, a Merry Christmas. And I also wanted to throw something out there that hasn't been getting a lot of news media coverage that really needs to. The Secular Democrats of America released a 28-page to the Biden transition team whereby they are asked to Christians eliminate all business.
Okay, Dave, you're breaking up really bad. We're not getting any of it.
Yeah, you're cutting out there, Dave.
Can we hear me any better now?
That's a lot better.
A lot better.
Okay. So Secular Democrats of America released a 28-page document with 9 individuals who are representatives within our government who are really, it's 28 pages seething and berating Christians, going against them, asking that all Christian businesses, organizations, everything else, even contractors, do not receive any funding from the government under the Biden administration, tries to lump them in with white nationalists, and towards the end of it are asking for DOJ and FBI to begin looking into Christian organizations, labeling them terrorists.
Well, that's a look into the future if Biden gets seated, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So, very good. I'll do a little bit of homework on that, Dave. I just pulled it up, and then we'll talk more about it when we get a little more dissection of it. But I absolutely agree with you. That's what we're looking at. I don't suppose it's backed by anybody in the Congress that has, got the squad or, AOC or anybody like that, you know. I mean, I'm pretty sure.
One of them is actually a California state representative. Another one is from Michigan.
I'm shocked.
And there's actually, right? But, yeah, there's about a total of 26 people who signed on to this, but 9 of them are elected representatives, which that's just shocking.
Yeah. Well, it tells you who we got. This is what happens when the people don't get involved in their own government, and you have a bunch of voting machines that steal elections all over the country.
Exactly. You know, and that's a good point, Mark. I mean, you just hit the nail on the head. It's the voting machines. But, you know, it's got to be local. I mean,
absolutely.
We talk a lot about, and we should, about what's going on and what the Democrats did and what happened here and what's going on there. It's local. I mean, you know, this war has to be fought in a way to where we can fight it locally, where we have some control. And when we go to the state of Jefferson, that's where the control is going to go, and the state is to the county. Frankly, in the state of California, the counties are legal subsidies anyway.
Right.
And we have corrupt counties and people we elect that are corrupt. And we allow this to happen. I mean, frankly, the Democrats can say whatever they want to say. The government can do whatever they want to do. But right here in River City, we have to defend things. That's why this notice from the California State Militia is history-making. It's actually history-making. And I guarantee you that by the end of next week,
it's going to go across the United States by next week.
Yes.
It's just like a praying medic posted Carlos Zapata's video clip this last week, and Praying Medic has got, I mean, he's that was retweeted by Trump. So, it's starting to get an effect across the country out of this little po-dunk town in Northern California. But the real deal is that the Patriots are standing up. You can look at the last election. You know, we all know it's a fake. We all know it was a steal. We all know it's complete BS. And people are going to have to stand up. And they're starting to at the local levels, and that's where we start.
And that's why Carlos was so important, because Carlos was every man. He's a man with a family. He's a man with a business. He's a man that is part of the community. And he's every man. And that's where it got so effective. And by the end of next week, there'll be another video out with Carlos and a few other people. There'll be other programs out. John Age has just done a program. We did an interview with him a couple of weeks ago, which is now out. There's a lot of different things that are going to be happening here to where the United States is going to come together under liberty. And the way we do that is we start locally. We have to have that battle starting locally, not just, oh, my gosh, think about this one, think about that one, think about this one, think about that one. While people pull their eyelashes out, nobody's doing anything on a local level.
Go ahead and respond to that, Dave, and then we'll probably have to go to a break here in a minute.
Well, what's most interesting about that is it is that video is speaking to the hearts of a lot of people, and when you go through, you see it. I mean, that video showed up on Timcast. That video showed up on Hannity. That video showed up on Alex Jones. That video showed up on big media sites all across the board, all across the country, and it really did. It put Reading on the map as far as what's taking place here and what people are standing for and what they're not. And that's only just one of many that are up right now. But when you see these comments from folks and you see some of these things coming through, people are not going to stand for this. They're not going to stand for their rights being taken away. They're not going to stand for tyranny. They're not going to stand for individuals who are going to dictate to them what to do and then violate those same things.
I'd like to think that Carlos Zapata could be the video equivalent to the shot heard around the world.
Yep.
And,
well, it could be, because we're in third-generation warfare now, and the warfare that's taking place now, it doesn't have to be with guns. It's actually an information warfare.
Absolutely.
Which is why they're so terrified of these places like Wimkin, like Parler, like Rumble, like all these other sites that are actually getting true information out there, and they're trying to shut them down as best they can.
We're going to address some of that. I have some video clips here in a little bit, and we're going to address some of the Facebook tyranny and some of the other social media tyrannies, because you're right, they're trying to shut it down. It's like you get a tweet from President Trump, and there's a little thing on there that says, gee, this is information is being contested, you know, by...
This is fake. You know, it's like, this information is fake.
It's out of control stupid at this point. So...
Well, and they're painting themselves. They're actually doing us a service, because what they're doing is they're putting us in the position to where our backs are against the wall. Everybody who's in this country who wants to stay America and is not willing to go along with this route, they've put our backs against the wall. We got nowhere to go.
Well, you know, have you ever heard read Sun Tzu, The Art of War? And in The Art of War, they talk about death's ground. And when people get to death's ground, sometimes leaders put themselves in the position of being on death's ground because they know that their guys will fight like no other time. Similar to what Washington did on the Delaware crossing at midnight at Christmas Eve, because they know that when there's no, it's either, you know, and basically he said it in his speech, we will either be victorious or we will die, because they knew that there was no going back, and they went in and they got a victory out of that turned the tide of the war. And I think we're there. I think we're going to do it. And I think that we've got God on our side. And with that, I think we have to go to a break.
I think we have a little bit
of time. We got 1 minute, to 1 minute to a break, Dave, and then we got to go.
There was a story about the situation with Washington, to where the men were without horses. They were walking. A lot of them were barefoot. It was bad conditions. They didn't have a lot of food. And Washington went out by himself and prayed. And he went to his knees and he prayed before God. And upon hearing this prayer, somebody who actually was for the Redcoats prior to that and working with the British Crown, he actually ended up going through and writing back to his wife and said, we're on the wrong side of this, because any man who prays like that before God, God will listen. And he actually ended up switching sides and giving aid. I'd like to get into that story a little bit more. I know we have 1 minute there on that, so I'm just going to use the time here to say, love you guys, love our listeners. You guys are the best listeners out there, and happy to be on board with y'all.
All right. We appreciate it. Yeah. And have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and have fun today.
Exactly.
Will do.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
We'll have to wait just a few minutes. Travis is back. And with that, I think we need to go to a break. If you want to call in, give us a call, 605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Dear Santa, please tell me you'll be here. It's a messed up time in a messed up world. It's a cancer kind of year. Oh, Santa, please tell me that you'll stay. Cause I'm home all alone, scrolling on my phone, missing all your jolly cheer. Guess I'll be laughing and singing, singing, bouncing, jingling, and trying to get that.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and reminding you of all of our military personnel serving around the world this holiday season. We also want to remember and thank all of our veterans who have served and returned home safely and to those who are no longer with us. As you enjoy this time of year, take a moment and reflect on your blessings and remember, freedom isn't free. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and thank you for your support.
Needs another update.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's COVID outside.
I've got to go away.
Nope, it's still COVID outside.
The evening has been
filled with screaming
so
kids.
Nice.
By nice, we stayed home and we ordered a pizza.
Because
the
worry.
Numbers are through the
and
roof.
Father will be pacing the floor.
Because he's in the high risk.
So really,
group.
I'd better
nope,
scurry.
All of the parties are
well,
canceled.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
That would be your 5½ drink. That we've all died in here.
Say, what's in this drink?
This is my 7th beer.
I wish I knew how
to have a social life. This spell will never, ever
I
end.
I ought to say no, no, no.
No's
sir.
The only thing that we
At
say.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
We're all really trying.
I really can't
stay. Baby, it's COVID. Baby,
ah,
it's COVID
outside.
All right.
Simply must go.
Anywhere, let me depart.
The answer is
the
no.
The whole house smells like a fart.
The welcome has been
worn out for the last
so
9 months.
Nice and warm.
When will we get the dang vaccine?
Because
my son had a
play
date.
My brother will be there at the door.
Didn't he fly on Thanksgiving?
My maiden's mind is vicious.
She thinks this is all a
well,
scam.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Everybody smoked back
I've
then.
I've got to get home.
You have been home. Since March.
They lend me a comb.
I haven't used a comb since March.
Yeah, there you go.
Wash your hands.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so our annual Christmas tradition of playing silly Christmas songs. This year there was probably more than
there was a lot. I was
anything on COVID. You have to be careful though, because it's off the charts.
Oh yeah, there was some of them that were.
There was one
bad.
I started listening to Frosty the Snowman, and it had something to do with a Frozen set of, you know. And I was like, whoa. Linda goes, I don't think that's going to make the cut.
there was one about, you know, placing certain things on the snowman.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
it's like, okay.
So we got a caller on the line.
We've got Jeff. Good morning, Jeff. Jeff, you there?
Are you there, Jeff?
This is Jesse Lane.
Oh, Jesse. How you doing, Jesse?
Oh, Jesse. Sorry.
Yeah.
On the board it said Jeff. I'm very sorry. What you doing, Jesse?
Problem.
What's going on, Jesse?
Not much. A couple things. I just want to give a shout out to everyone we had show up last night for the curfew breakers and kind of this defy thing. You guys keep doing what you guys are doing. We need more radio out there, and we need to let people know what's happening, just engage the community and get everyone kind of involved in what's going on.
Yep.
We had quite a few really good groups out here, And you know, I see a ton of mama bears out there, and I say it on Facebook all the time. I see all these mama bears out there and these women out there ready to stand up and try to make a change for things. But I need these men. I don't know if men are just playing Xbox or PlayStation these days or what, but step up, men.
Yeah.
Support your community. Like, get involved.
Yep. Grow a pair.
Right? Grow a pair. Put down the pot, whatever it may be. I don't know. But let's step up. Let's start handling things.
Yep.
We need to get together, and we need to all figure out when that time is when we finally say go.
Yeah, the days of wine and roses and a two finger baggie are gone.
Absolutely.
So, well, very good.
Yeah, it's time for everybody to stand up
absolutely.
And really start going forward with this and getting on the same page with everybody else, because this is. We're running out of time if we're not careful.
I want to queue up a video. Are we queued up in there, Travis? I want to queue up a video that kind of addresses what the problem is and what Jesse's talking about here. It's from J.P. Sears, who I think is just really a funny comedian. And it talks about what the media wants you to think. So if you got anything else, Jesse, before we go to the clip?
No, I just want to tell everyone, get a hold of your local groups. We have quite a few up in the area. All you men that's sitting out there, looking to get involved in something. We're not doing this for us. We're not doing this to play G.I. Joe. We're playing this for our kids' future and for our future. So,
who do they contact and how do they get involved, Jesse?
We got a lot of different groups in the area. I know we have CSM. We have different 3% groups in the area. We have one. We are – look me up. I can put you in contact depending upon where you're at and what you're really wanting to do.
Well, maybe what you can do is either post that on my Facebook page, Mark Kent without the E and the State of Jefferson sign on it, or you can maybe send us a link to my email address at kentmark@msn.com, because people, you know, are going to need a phone number or contact information, message.
Can they contact you on Facebook, Jesse?
Yeah, absolutely. They contact me. I'll send you some contact information, Mark, and that'd be great.
Yeah.
However.
Very good.
Yeah, we appreciate that. And you have a very Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Out there last night that put in, you guys did an awesome job. All of you, it was amazing.
Very good.
All right.
Thanks, Jesse.
All right, guys.
All right, very good. So here's JP. Let's go to JP right here. Let me make sure I've got all the volumes set and all this stuff. And this is about, the title of this is How the Media Wants You to Think. And, JP's very deadpan, and so he kind of, you know, takes the humor, you know, by saying things that at first sound like he might be serious, but you'll get the picture when we go. Okay, you ready, Travis? All right, here we go.
The world needs more bravery.
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 Bravery is refusing to get together with my friends and family that I love.
Bravery is living in constant fear. Bravery is going into a fight or flight response when someone sneezes.
I am brave.
I am brave.
I am brave.
I'm brave enough to live in never-ending terror of a virus.
I'm brave enough to know that politicians know what's best for me.
I'm brave enough to follow orders.
I'm brave enough to not reopen my business.
I'm brave enough to protect my family from income.
Instead of working, I'm brave enough to protect my family by letting them starve.
I'm brave enough to know that self-induced poverty is in everyone's best interest.
I'm brave enough to do as I'm told without questioning it.
I'm brave enough to get my personal worldview from the media.
I'm brave enough to dismiss all ideas that the fact-checkers say are false.
I'm brave enough to live in constant fear about what could happen to me.
I'm brave enough to feel ashamed if I'm not wearing a mask in public.
I'm brave enough to scream at people who are not as scared as I am.
I'm brave enough to want to be tracked so I can be safe.
I'm brave enough to know that I'm too weak to survive unless I get a mandatory injection.
I'm brave enough to teach my kids to boldly fear human connection.
I'm brave enough to keep my child from going to a school that doesn't require children to cover their faces all day.
I'm brave enough to show my kids how to be obedient to all authority figures.
I'm brave enough to know I'm helpless without someone telling me what I'm allowed to do.
I'm brave enough to know that what they tell me to think is what I think.
I'm brave enough to resist the temptation to think for myself.
I'm brave enough to obey for everyone's safety.
I'm brave enough to know that I need the government to protect me at all times.
I'm brave enough to know that when my gut tells me I'm being fooled, I'm wrong.
I'm brave enough to know that the depths of despair, poverty, and starvation are just the price we pay for being brave.
Be brave.
Be brave.
Be brave.
Together, we can reimagine a braver tomorrow.
Be brave.
Be brave.
Yeah, kind of a little take off on the celebrity thing where they all get up in front of you and they all say their little bit about, you know, how whatever they want you to think, which is exactly what they're paid to think. But, you know, they're a bunch of prostitutes. You know, you got the prostitutes, you got the whores down in Hollywood, and, you know, that's what they do. They'll tell you anything that they're paid for you to hear. And that's what we're talking about, whether it's the media, you know, whether it's the Hollywood crew, you know, it's just off the charts that these people, they don't think for themselves. They don't care because they're sitting fat and happy. You know,
they're collecting a paycheck.
And look at all the government guys all collecting paychecks, you know, they're not getting hurt on this thing, you know, and so they don't care if you're out in the street. I mean, look at Governor Newsom. What kind of an evil person tells everybody else to stay indoors, wear a mask, don't go get anything to eat at a restaurant, and the very next day is out dining himself at a restaurant, okay, that he actually, you know, helped get the PPP money to the tune of $2.4 million, yeah. And which is 15 or 10 times whatever it is more than anybody else got. Wow, that's just a quinky dink, right?
What made you think he would have your best interest at heart anyway?
Yeah, oh,
I mean, look
yeah.
at the family history. Do a little bit of research, and that'll tell you a whole lot
it's
there.
It's incredible. And then there's another story here that I want to pick up on, too, about how somebody else went to that restaurant as well the very next day. I think it's the mayor of San Francisco, if I remember right. You know, so what's good for you is not good for them because, you know.
They're smarter than us.
Yeah, you know, they're better than us.
Yeah.
And by golly, you know. people like me. And you know, it's insane. And if your gut doesn't tell you something, you're not listening to it and you're not paying attention and you're too comfortable in your little world and your little, you know, lie of things are okay. And this is all for our own good and our safety.
Right.
You know, that's what Hitler did. I mean, I hate to bring up the Hitler thing and the Nazis. I don't know, National Socialist, you know, as it stood for. But the real deal is, it wasn't for anybody's safety. It was for power. It was for taking over. It was for doing whatever they felt
putting
like.
People on the train.
I don't know.
Rid of people. But we did have a caller call in and wanted more information on the militia. All I can say is probably the best point person is Woody at Woody's Barbershop in Cottonwood. Get a hold of Woody, and he'll be able to help you out. And I don't have the number handy right at the moment, but I can look it up for you and get back to you. But I did get the message. And then we have a caller on the line, and I'm not sure.
Gorpe?
Gorpe? Is this Gorpe?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
The fun never stops. How are you doing, Gorpe?
Good, sir. So,
what can we do you for?
I want advertisement for the I'm open for the new pizza shop.
Which shop?
Pizza store. Pizza.
Oh, it's a pizza shop or a pita shop?
Yeah, pizza shop.
Oh, okay.
Pizza desk.
Where are you located? You're keeping open?
I'm ready to go open for today. So, the address is 1340 Churn Creek Road.
1340 Churn Creek Road. Is that real close to being right across from the, it's like kitty corner to the post office?
Oh, yeah, like close, you know, it's Formex.
Next to where?
Formex.
You know Formex?
Foodmax. Foodmax.
Yeah. We're down by Dana?
No.
Yeah, by the Dana, yeah.
Okay.
By the Dana.
Oh, okay, very good.
Okay.
We'll tell everybody to go out there and support you.
What's your hours?
We have open 11 to 9 p.m., Monday to Friday, Monday to Thursday, and Friday, Saturday, 9 to 10. Oh, sorry, 11 to 10 p.m. So,
good. Well, I think
name Pizza Twist.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a good idea in the long term. Maybe we can get businesses out there who are going to stand up and open up and keep open. Maybe post on my Facebook page, Mark Kent, or call in, and we'll give you guys a little free advertisement to help you out and get you over the hump.
As much as we can.
Very good.
We appreciate that. Thank you for calling in and pass the word that people can call in to our show and the show prior. Mainly our show, because we have time to let people know the restaurants or businesses that are open. We want to support our community.
I have a start open for today, so.
All right. We'll let them know. We have to go to a break, and then we'll get to Steve after the break. So
right.
Pizza name is Pizza Twist.
Pizza Twist.
Yes.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and you have a Merry Christmas if we don't talk to you before that.
You too. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
You bet. And with that, we'll go to a break. But before we go to the break, the number for the barbershop is 347-4424. And with that, we'll go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The first thing of this year that COVID gave to me, a virus to every country. The second thing of this year that COVID gave to me, two packs of TP and a virus to every country. The third thing of this year that COVID gave to me, three mad Karens, two packs of TP and a virus to every country.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m., on KCNR 1460 AM or 96.5 FM is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get me every time.
The news had come out in the First World War. The bloody Red Baron was flying once more. The Allied command ignored all of his men.
Snoopy there. And,
good old Snoopy.
Old Red Baron stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to talk a little bit before I go to our caller and just clarify the San Francisco mayor. That's London Breed. You know, of course, she's saying, I didn't violate any orders. No, because the orders don't apply to her. Because,
right.
Yeah, you know, so she was actually dining at the French Laundry, which is, you know, one day after the birthday dinner, you know, or she attended a French Laundry birthday dinner one day after, you know, Governor Gavin Newsom and you know, they're pushing for more federal support to, you know, get the bailouts going, you know, it's just insane. And while we're being punished up here in the North State where, you know, gee, let's close down everything for no reason. So with that, let's go to Steve.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
I'm still on this Doug LaMalfa thing this morning that came up on the earlier show at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
If you go to lamalfa.house.gov, you can see all the things that he's been working on. Like one issue would be getting the funding for the independent contractors with water trucks and bulldozers and stuff. He got Trump to act on that fund, the money back to the independent contractors that the Forest Service wanted to take away. That's one thing. He's been very helpful up here with our dam. They're trying to take three dams up here, which is very controversial. I understand he's been trying to get a dam built down there in the Shasta Orville area. Yes. He was also very prominent in getting the funding for the people of Paradise. If he didn't get the money put into Congress or from Congress for Paradise, Paradise wouldn't even be on the map anymore. So there's a lot he's doing. Unless we're in his shoes, we really can't say, you know, this or that. And I really don't appreciate talking bad about each other. We need to stand together and support each other, right or wrong. If we're on the right side of things and fighting for independence and liberty and freedom, then we need to support each other. We can't have other people hearing us talk down about each other.
Well, I agree with that, but I'll tell you where I disagree with that. As a representative to the people, he's accountable to the people. And if you just overlook when he does something bad as well, and I'm not saying he's doing anything bad. I'm not attacking him here. But they need to be held accountable, period. Now, I'm not saying we're not on the same page. We all need to support each other. I totally agree with that. We're in the middle of a liberty fight. But these guys that are representatives for us, when they do something wrong, they need to hear it from the people. And that's what they're there for. If they can't take the heat, then get out of the kitchen. Because I don't want to be a sycophant for anybody who's elected official. If they need to be hearing from their constituency if we think they're not doing the right thing.
Right. But, you know, calling somebody a coward over the radio, that's kind of chicken.
Well, I didn't hear all of that, you know, because I missed some of that. But But, again, this isn't about Doug LaMalfa at this point. This is about our freedoms.
I understand. The freedom, and then, you know, I'm all about the militia. I went down there to Cottonwoods with a group of us. We sat with those guys. They got a wonderful program going. We're instigating it up here. I'm going to get my flyers out and put them in the businesses around up here. And, you know, we're doing our job.
Very good, Steve. Well, you know, we know you're a patriot, Steve, and I'm not going to get into this the mix on this thing with Doug LaMalfa, but I do appreciate your point of view.
All I have to say is everybody has a right to their opinion, too, and we have the right to disagree with one another.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Very good. All right. Thanks for the call, Steve.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. All right. So I want to play the other part of this J.P. Sears video right after the top of the hour. We got about 5 minutes.
You know, before you were talking about Governor Newsom in the restaurant and all that.
Yeah.
You know, when I had to go down to San Francisco, everything was closed down. All, you know, I realize San Francisco isn't the best place in the world, but, you know, you have mom and pop shop type things going on down there, too. And they were all just, I mean, it was nothing. The streets were like a ghost town, okay? So,
hey, what's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, I was good with it, but my point being, you know,
if you got to go there, bring your food.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, those people are feeling it too. They should be waking up and standing.
I got to agree with Rich in the chat room. Hey, getting along is not what we're about in this country. It's about, if you see a wrong, then you talk about it and you try to right it. And, you know, we've had our ups and downs with LaMalfa, and so I'm not going to go into that. But, this is about the people stepping up and not necessarily our representatives, because if we go over the last 20 years, the track record of our representatives, they've done nothing but stab us in the back. And I'm not targeting LaMalfa here as much as I'm saying, you know, just because they have an R or a D in front of their name doesn't mean that they get a pass anymore.
Yeah, and this is about truth and our liberty and our freedom. That's what this is about.
Right.
I don't care who you are. If you're not truthful, and I'm not saying he's being untruthful or who is or who isn't, I'm just saying that's what it's about. It's our job, our duty, to get the truth out to the people so they know how to make the right decision to stand up for what issues are at hand and to keep our freedom and liberty.
Well, that's really what it's about, and we're being deceived by the media completely. We're being and we've been deceived by our legislators completely too. I mean, look at the I keep hearing all about how great Megan and Dahl and Brian are, but I haven't seen where they've done jack crap for anybody except themselves.
I don't think anybody has seen them, have they? I'm just saying they're kind of missing in action.
You know, and you seen what the GOP did at that meeting where. You know, Patrick Jones should have been voted in as the support of the Republican Party here and endorsed by them, and it was all games. So these people, you know, I don't know whether it's money, influence, you know, it's like our local politics here at the, you know, why do these guys keep getting voted in, you know? Do you get to pay a Dominion machine to get voted in every year, and that's how you make it? Because Dominion's been making a ton of money over the last few years over a lot of people, so I guess it depends on who's paying, and I'm not making any accusations here. I'm just saying, what the hell's going on? And are we just so numb? Are we just so out of it? Are we just so uninformed that we just keep voting these idiots back in? I don't know.
Well, we got to do something different because, you know, what we're getting. You keep doing the same thing over and over again, you can't expect a different result. So we need to do something different and change things. And if that means voting people out and getting other blood in or exposing these people for what they are, hey, that's what we need to do.
Well, you know, and we need to see people standing up. Like this, there's a California sheriff who refuses to release 1,800 dangerous prisons, including murderers and child molesters. That's in California.
Yeah, I did see that.
And so, you know, people are – but how fast are you going to wake up? At what point do you say this is illegal? At what point do you say – you know, because we talked about the restaurants here. Why are they not – taking and enforcing the Constitution as opposed to doing nothing? You know, doing nothing sometimes is worse than doing something.
Something's better than nothing.
It's kind of like the media, you know, the errors that they make of omission. In other words, you know, not reporting the Hunter Biden story, for example, right before the election. That's as bad as lying about it, if not worse.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's what we're dealing with: disinformation constantly trying to, put us into some kind of conspiratorial box, making us, trying to slant us with
and trying to divide us.
Divide us, the whole nine.
And with that, we're at the top of the hour. Please stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Workers began packing shipments of the second COVID-19 vaccine authorized in the U.S. this morning, and now they're on trucks and heading off across the country. The vaccine developed by Moderna and the NIH is desperately needed. Employees at a factory in the Memphis area are boxing up the shots just days after the FDA approved it. An expert committee decides who gets it first. Later today, healthcare workers at the top of the list. The Federal Reserve says the 33 largest U.S. banks are in strong shape despite the pandemic's economic shocks.
According to the Fed, the banks have plenty of capital to cushion them against unexpected losses, and that will enable them to keep lending even under the most economically challenging conditions. The results come from a special second round of stress tests because of damage to the economy from the virus outbreak. Despite top banks having enough capital, regulators decided to maintain restrictions on banks paying out dividends through next March. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Senate committee finds fault with the FAA's handling of the review of Boeing's 737 MAX jetliner following two deadly crashes.
The Senate Commerce Committee says Boeing improperly influenced a key safety test on the Boeing 737 MAX, and Federal Aviation Administration officials may have obstructed a review of two deadly crashes involving the plane. In its report, the committee also said the FAA continues to retaliate against whistleblowers, and its parent, the Transportation Department, hindered investigators by refusing to turn over documents.
Correspondent Tim McGuire. Afghanistan's Interior Ministry says a car bomb blast struck the Afghan capital this morning. It killed at least 9 people and left 20 other people in Kabul injured, amongst them a member of parliament. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I grew up poor, which is even worse than being poor.
From poor to CEO, the incredible journey of Herman Cain.
My American dream entailed working hard and making $20,000 a year. But I surpassed that goal and became a corporate CEO.
The story of one man's amazing journey from a poor, undereducated family to the highest levels of corporate, social, and political America.
I didn't have to be taught work ethic. I saw it firsthand, and it had a big impression on me.
From poor to CEO, the amazing true story of the American dream that will inspire and motivate you and your family to live your best life.
We'll all be able to say, free at last!
See the movie, From Poor to CEO, The Incredible Journey of Herman Cain, available at salemnow.com.
Use promo code FAMILY for 20% off. salemnow.com, promo code FAMILY.
Berlin's biggest restaurant forced to close during the pandemic has opened its doors to the homeless.
Starting this week, the Hofbräu Berlin offers free meals, a place to warm up, and counseling for up to 150 homeless people per day. Several thousand homeless people live in the German capital, and they are struggling even more than before the outbreak of the pandemic. There are fewer places in shelters because of distancing and hygiene measures, and less money to be made panhandling or collecting bottles for recycling, because there are simply fewer people outside. Keith Peters reporting.
Gunmen in Nigeria abducted more than 80 Islamic school students in northwestern Katsina State last night, but the pupils were quickly rescued by security forces after a fierce gun battle. The foiled abduction comes less than 2 days after the release of 344 schoolboys who were kidnapped in the same area on December 11th. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington.
The U.S. government's attempt to prove Google has been using its dominance of online search to stifle competition is not going to trial for nearly 3 years.
U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta has set a tentative trial date of September 12, 2023, and has gone over the ground rules for exchanging confidential documents and deposing top Google executives in the landmark case that the Justice Department filed 2 months ago. The lengthy wait for the trial reflects the complexity of a case seeking to defuse the power of a renowned company whose services are used by billions of people. John Scott reporting.
Today is Sunday, December the 20th. It is the 355th day of 2020. There are just 11 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1989, the U.S. launches Operation Just Cause, sending troops into Panama to topple the government of strongman Manuel Noriega. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Police, stop my car. Police, stop my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up. Police, stop my car. Police, stop my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always put me over Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always put me over Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car.
How long before we have to get a vaccine if they're going to stop us, you know?
You get your papers?
You have your papers, old man. Would you like a cigarette?
A pancake?
Smoking a pancake? Blintz and a bong? A crepe and a cigar? So I want to play this. You know, we've been talking about censored in the media and all this stuff, and I want to play this little clip here from J.P. Sears and his apology to Facebook, because he's right on the edge of them, censoring his account, you know, defunding it. And so let's go with J.P. here, and a few minutes here, three or four, I think. And he's sitting in a chair tied up, by the way, so it's even funnier when you're watching this. I'll post this on Facebook if anybody wants to see it again. But are we ready to go, Travis? Okay, here we go.
Book, I am sorry. You let me know that I'm on the verge of being banned for violating your community guidelines. And I want you to know, I sincerely apologize for the violation. I want to make this right. Facebook, you provide tremendous support for creators like me in creating meaningful, positive content. But I unfortunately made a huge mistake of exercising free speech and trying to help people better their lives. I now realize both of these things are in direct violation of your community guidelines. My only explanation for my actions is that my parents raised me wrong. I grew up believing that helping people was a good thing. My parents also raised me to believe that exercising free speech, which is a constitutional right in the country that you're based in, is a constitutional thing to do. To help me grow towards having the kind of integrity that you embody, I pledge to you that I will ban my parents from my life starting today. That's my commitment to you, Facebook. I'm sorry I violated your community guidelines. I now realize that truth is a direct violation of them. And I promise I will never speak any of it on your platform ever again, in hopes of growing into a stronger person who's allowed to stay on your platform. Accordingly, Facebook, I solemnly pledge to only speak about things that are in accordance with the mainstream narrative that's currently destroying our country. And I will not encourage people to free themselves from the fear of a disease that's currently terrorizing the world with a 99.98% survival rate. And I will not suggest that there's proven treatments for the disease that are highly effective for the people who do get it. And I won't mention how you've censored doctors on your platform from speaking about such treatments, because none of which have anything to do with a needle full of an experimental cocktail of a DNA-altering substance. Facebook, with your threat to ban me from your platform, you also mentioned that if I publish a correction statement to my audience with corrected information from your fact-checkers, that it would help my standing with regard to being able to stay on your platform. Well, Facebook, I would be glad to deceive my audience, manipulate their thinking, and disempower them with your fact-checkers' facts that are based on your political agenda. You've strong-armed me with fear into betraying my audience because I'm afraid to be kicked off your platform. Well, you know what? That's the kind of leader I want to be to my audience, one who bows down out of fear in the face of tyranny. So I'll do it because I know I'm nothing without you, Facebook. I'm scared enough to believe that. So here goes. Dear audience, I'm sorry that I shared my thoughts with you. I never should have done that. And you should be terrified. It's not okay to live free from fear. Do not think for yourself. Keep your businesses shut down. It's good for you. And do not let your children play with other children. And don't you dare risk any level of self-responsibility with your health and well-being. And for God's sakes, do not risk any level of human connection. Humans are bad for the human race. Trust me, I'm a leader. A leader who aspires to uphold the values of the great leader of Facebook. I hope that was a good enough correction for you, Facebook. It felt empowering to be less authentic with my audience, more aligned with what you stand for. And finally, Facebook, as a comedian, I can tell you that your censorship is great for comedy. There's a comedic principle called truth in comedy, which means there has to be at least some truth in order to give rise to comedy, and therefore to make people laugh and smile. And your dedication to censoring truth takes the truth out of comedy. And therefore, you also take the comedy out of comedy. And I think that's good for comedy and good for humanity. Because we all know that comedy is a pandemic harming humanity. But Facebook, if you can just inoculate enough people with your control, then you'll be protecting all of humanity from comedy and truth. Facebook, please accept my sincerest apologies and regret for violating your ever-changing community guidelines. I stand with the rest of humanity in knowing we don't need you, you need us. I mean, you don't need us, we need you, because we're nothing without you. I hope that's clear. I also hope you can get the Facebook community guidelines to eventually replace the Constitution of the United States, because the Constitution is in direct violation of your community guidelines. Thank you, Facebook.
Wow.
Hey, you know, the guy really says that what the problems is through this deadpan stuff, and he's right. You know, I mean, you know, we got these guys out there that are saying they're leaders, and they're not addressing any of this crap. They're not taking this stuff on. You know, they're not telling everybody to stay open. They're not doing anything. You know, they're doing stuff that is non-consequential a lot of times, and it's all feel-good stuff, but that doesn't help anything. So
they don't make any stand, that's for sure.
You know, and the other, while you're watching that video I posted on Facebook, you know, when he's talking about Facebook's leadership, it shows a picture of Mark Zuckerberg. And I got to say, I think, honestly, Mark Zuckerberg is an alien. I think, have you looked at his face?
No, not really. I mean, to be honest.
I think
he's not at the top of my list.
If he rolls his eyes back, I think we're going to see lizard eyes or something because, you know, not that that, you know, I mean, if that, isn't that true? I mean, he is an alien, isn't he?
Okay, well, maybe, he may be a lot of things.
I like to refer to him as Suckerface because, You know, Zuckerface. I'm sorry. I thought I said, did I say Zuckerface or I think I said Zuckerface, but I meant Zuckerface. And so, with that said, I think,
Well, I think more people are leaving his wonderful site.
Yeah. He's such a great guy.
Yeah. He really loves everybody.
We're going to go more on to the CDC, you know, revealing, they actually reveal that hospitals counted heart attacks as COVID deaths now. And, we're going to talk more about the vaccine and all the stuff that, matters.
The BS that goes with it.
Yeah, Black Lives Matter has received $10.6 billion since May. Just little things like that, little communist organization.
Through the Tide Company and everything.
Yeah. Interesting
Imagine
stuff.
Imagine how that goes. Yeah. I guess with that, we'll go to a break, and when we get back, we'll pick up the vaccine stuff on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Twas the night before Christmas, and I'd gone to bed late. Lord only knows how much fruitcake I ate. Christmas Eve, I dreamed that Santa was arrested. Yeah, they handcuffed him and they hauled him off to jail. Christmas Eve, I dreamed that Santa was arrested for crimes so bad they held him without bail. Cruelty to reindeer was the first charge that they read. We got there just in time, Your Honor. He had 9 up hitched to a heavy sleigh. And abuse is indicated. One's got a nose that's awfully red. And the prosecution had only just begun. OSHA closed his workshop down for safety violations.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH-authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
The season's upon us. It's that time of year. Brandy and eggnog, there's plenty of cheer. There's lights on the trees and there's wreaths to be hung. There's mischief and mayhem and songs to be sung. There's bells and there's holly, the kids are gung-ho. True love finds a kiss beneath fresh mistletoe. Some families are messed up while others are fine. If you think yours is crazy, well, you should see mine.
Very true statement for most families.
I was not going to expand on that, but now that you mentioned it, there you have it. Let's talk a little bit more about CDC reveals hospital, and let's talk about vaccines and all this crap that's keeping our lockdowns. It's causing the militia to have to do these things because of the overreach of government agencies that think that they're in control, and they don't care about the Constitution, we the people. They care about their fat paychecks and their pensions and all the stuff that goes with it. And, you know,
make people sheeple and herd them around.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't want to divide and conquer the people here between the government people and but the people in government aren't hurting. You know, if their paychecks stopped at every level, all of a sudden this would be a serious problem. Okay. But let's just put the rest of us out of business. And by the way,
so we can go work for the government?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I like that option.
Or, you know, you could turn into a welfare case or get on Social Security.
Oh, and depend on them for my paycheck or my money that way.
You know,
way,
wait for a stimulus package. Your life is going to be like, it's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, except, yeah. You got that right, Travis.
Except they kind of own you then, don't they?
Then they can kind of be like, take it away? You mean they would actually take it away after they gave it to me?
Yeah, it's kind of like your cheese. You know?
Who moved my cheese?
Who moved
damn it?
My cheese, damn it. So I'm looking at this story. It says the numbers from the CDC reveal hospitals have been counting patients who died from serious pre-existing conditions as COVID-19 deaths. No. That couldn't happen in America.
Nope.
Because they didn't say anything about it on CNN.
Only if you're in New York. Where he shipped them all to the old folks' home. Okay.
Commitment to no news.
Yeah.
Communism, not news. We could probably go on for a while. In October, the CDC, that would be the...
I got a few things. But I don't think, Travis, you better get over the button because there's a lot of words that could go in there.
Well, I'm just going to say the croc de crap. Revealed that the people who have died from COVID-19 and other causes of death were falsely diagnosed. So they admit this stuff. Out of 220,000 claimed COVID-19 deaths, 88,208 were patients who died from pneumonia or flu. 17,798 died from chronic respiratory diseases. 26,365 died from adult chronic distress syndrome. The other 51,000 patients died from heart attacks. Over 131,000 cases diagnosed as COVID-19 deaths already had life-threatening diseases. Oh, I don't know, such as cancer, dementia, and even early stage renal failure. Over 10,000 people who died and were marked as COVID deaths were already in hospice and waiting to die. Only 6% of the COVID deaths were caused by the coronavirus, as the other 94% were linked to pre-existing comorbidities, serious illness, and advance in age. Now,
imagine that.
If that doesn't piss you off, you're an idiot, because it's not even the 99.98% that they're talking about. That's counting the figures that they're lying about.
Right.
You have more chance of getting struck by lightning.
Well, yeah, what I read on that, I think it was on their site too, the average, you know, age that we live is like 73. You know what the average age for COVID is? 86. Most people that get that COVID are 86 that really have COVID. So, you know,
I went to Walmart yesterday to do some Christmas shopping with the kids. You know, we give them a little money. They go shop
stupid.
For everybody.
No, I'm just saying.
No, I mean, I don't care because.
I mean, as far as putting up with all the crap.
Well, I just didn't want to go to any place else because I didn't want to put up with the crap at Walmart. You know, you just got to run with the sheeple. You know,
that's true.
But. You know, there was, you know, you're looking at all these sheeple that are walking around with the mask on, and there was one lady there. She was a young gal, you know, about 20, I'd say 24 or so. You know, nice looking gal. And she didn't have a mask. And I said, wow, it's nice to see that somebody else here, doesn't have,
A mascot.
A mascot, you know, because, you know, you're at least there. I know that somebody else here doesn't, you know, blend
isn't
into with their psychosis. And she goes, yeah, my husband calls them sheeple.
I guess with that, we need to go to our caller. We've got Dar on the line. Good morning, Dar.
Yes, good morning. I wasn't going to call you, but then you happened to mention Black Lives Matter. And I know this is not what you're talking about, but...
We're going to go back to that after a little bit. I just had to throw it up there, tee it up for later. We're going to go back to that in a little while. I just had to tee it up for later.
What do you got for us, Star?
All right. All I just want to say is this. You know, there's nothing much been said on, you know, is it Pravda that we have now in our country?
Yeah, but, that's Russian for truth, for those who don't know. That's their newspaper that was in Russia. It was called Pravda.
Okay, well, the news media, whatever. There's a woman in Maryland. Her name is Nesima Askin-be-something. She's from Nigeria. She's protesting because she says Americans are racist and they only see one color. Meanwhile, in Nigeria, hundreds of thousands of people are being captured, tortured, and killed by that Boko terrorist group. And nothing is said anywhere about it. And, you know, it's so hypocritical.
Well, again, you know,
a lot of them. Go back to where you came from.
Well,
you don't like it here.
You know, the thing is, let's go to this Pravda thing. I'm going to tell you a story. This is a true story from a friend of mine who was an Olympic weightlifter who was in Moscow in '68 for the Olympics. And, you know, he was in the locker room with one of the Russians, some of the Russians. They were, all doing their weightlifting. He said to the Russian guy, he says, you guys, man, it must be really terrible here. You know, they don't tell you the truth about anything. You guys are slaves, the communist regime. And then the weightlifter started laughing at him. He says, just chuckling. He says, what are you laughing about, man? This is serious. And he says, at least we know we're slaves.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about. Yeah. I mean, it's controlling what we think, how we think it. That's why the program's been about the media. That's why the program's about Facebook. It's about controlling everybody's thought process. And if you can't think for yourself and you're going to be one of the sheep that runs around out there, it's a worldwide pandemic problem of stupidity more than it is of a COVID virus.
It is stupidity, but it also sounds like 1984.
Well, that's true, too.
George Orwell, you know, and then there's also the book that came out in the 60s called Nation of Sheep.
There you have it.
Yep.
But the good news is we're waking up because of...
Well, I sure hope so.
Well, of course we are.
Yeah,
of course we are. We know that the election was stolen. I mean, Trump got 75 million people to vote for him. The patriots are coming out of the woodwork, the militias. Now, there's a certain segment of the population that doesn't matter what you do, the winds of whatever is not going to change their lives. And then there's a certain segment of useful idiots will do whatever they're told because they think there's something in it for them other than a firing squad at the end of the day. Those are but the patriots, it took 5% of the colonists to go out against the English army. That army had never been defeated at that time in history. The sun didn't set on the English army. 5% of the colonies went out and beat the English army because they had truth, they had God, and they had right on their side, and that's what
they
we
have.
They
had the truth.
That's right.
And that's what we need, because I don't believe Biden is our president. I'll never accept
that. Not for a minute.
There's many people, millions of people that believe the same way.
Let's see. Biden fills like a room with a green screen and four people. Nobody shows up to his rallies.
Yep.
He spends most of his time in a basement, during the campaign. He admits on tape that they got the biggest voter fraud organization put together ever. Trump fills stadiums, but Biden won. Come on, anybody with a brain cell to rub together on and get a neuron spark.
And there's even people from their side that are coming over, if you want to classify it as that, to our side, because they can see how bad the corruption is. I mean, there's a lot of people that are,
I'm sorry, that's no excuse. Just use your brain a little bit and look around,
Yep.
I mean, they can say that now, but what gets me is that just wait and see. They're going to start blaming Trump for stuff that happens in Biden's administration.
Who cares? Who cares?
It's a waste of energy.
It's noise. It's noise.
It's waste of energy.
We got another caller. Yeah, we got
caller.
2 minutes.
Merry Christmas, you guys. Bye.
Merry Christmas,
Merry
Star.
Christmas, sir. Be safe.
We got 2 minutes, Troy. You're on the air. Are you on the
air?
Are
you there, Troy? Troy, what do you got for us? Ooh.
Well, how could I add anything to what you guys say? I have no idea. Because it is so perfect and so fitting and so full of common sense. Matter of fact, only on Saturday and Sunday morning do I have any kind of inspiration and hope. And you guys provide that to me and thousands and thousands of others.
Thank you very much.
I turn around and try to educate other idiots, but that's pretty hard to do sometimes. But I stick with it.
Well, you know the old saying, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. But you do throw salt in his oats and make him thirsty.
Right. Well, sometimes if you show that horse a gun, he might do what you're supposed to do.
I was thinking about drowning him, but okay, the gun works too.
Or the whip, I don't know.
I prefer the gun. Yeah, and ultimately, I think that's what it might come to. I hope not.
Well, I hope not
ultimately,
too.
It's gonna have to come to that. But in the meantime, we can play nice and do rallies and phone calls, write letters, and do a peaceful protest, which in the end, it'll turn out to be nothing. But at least we know in our hearts and our conscience, we did the right thing, and we put up with it long enough before we had to get nasty.
Well, and a lot of it, too, is hearts and minds, Troy. And that's what we're trying to do, is show as many people as we can the truth and get people to see and think for themselves so that they're on the right side of the issue.
That's right, but you said one word there. The truth. Who ever heard of the truth? That's ridiculous. Thank you very much, you guys.
Well, thanks for calling in. Merry Christmas. Yeah, truth
Thank
is
you.
Very important. Bye. That's what's going to pull us through.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have more on vaccines, but
we have to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Now, baby doll, sweet pie, sugar plum, honey bun, angel face, you know you better be good. And act like true fine love should. Be careful what you say and do. 'Cause Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
You better kiss me and hold me tight. And give me good loving every night.
Redding Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy Holidays. RedingKia.com.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and reminding you of all of our military personnel serving around the world this holiday season. We also want to remember and thank all of our veterans who have served and returned home safely, and to those who are no longer with us. As you enjoy this time of year, take a moment and reflect on your blessings and remember, freedom isn't free. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and thank you for your support.
Holiday cheer is in short supply. Until now.
Disinfect the halls with sanitizer. La 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 la. Until we get a cure from Pfizer. La 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 la.
It's Chris Stapleton in quarantine.
Hi, I'm Chris Stapleton, and this is a very COVID Christmas.
all the holiday hits you love with a bleak 2020 twist.
Oh, cover your mouth, oh, I don't want your droplets. Just put on a mask or leave this Cinnabon.
You can't spell Christmas without Chris.
Hey, that's my name.
Country music superstar Chris Stapleton, as you've never heard him before.
Oh, Clorox wipes. My groceries disinfected. My vegetables all taste like bleach.
Let Chris Stapleton fill your hermetically sealed panic chamber with festive COVID hits like...
Oh, CDC, oh, CDC, your website is depressing.
Plus, coughing around the Christmas tree. It's beginning to look a lot like pneumonia. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer lost his sense of taste and smell. Grandma got corona from a reindeer. Fauci the Snowman. And the instant classic...
I can't smell, my sense has gone away.
And many, many more.
No, that's actually it.
Oh, well, it's still alive. 'Tis the sneezing for Chris Stapleton's A Very COVID Christmas.
Curbside pickup of Applebee's wings.
Chris Stapleton's A Very COVID Christmas. Available on 6 sanitized discs for 3 easy payments of $9.99. Order now and receive Chris Stapleton's Hanukkah absolutely free.
Eating alone in my Jeep.
Available at Walmart.
If you don't like that one, I'm sorry. I can't help you.
I listened to that one last night. It's pretty good.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Onward.
Getting back to the CDC
To the vaccine.
I posted this story. CARES Act, the CARES Act that was passed by Congress in March gave hospitals a 20% bonus for COVID diagnosis. Paid for by Medicare. Doctors are paid to list patients as having COVID-19 without any indication that the death was related to it. Is there a problem here, you dishonest?
We had gotten reports that that was happening here in our local hospitals, and it was quite the sum of money they were getting paid.
You know, if just that saying. Doesn't make you just a little mad, do your frigging homework out there if you don't believe it. Find out. You're being chumped. Merry Christmas. Okay? Wake up. Get involved. Quit pretending there's nothing going on. You know, quit pretending, you know, that you're a patriot if you're not.
Oh. I actually know somebody personally that was working out at the veterans home, and sorry. They had to quit their job because they refused to comply with the vaccine, and because they are a true patriot, they stood up and said, well, I don't need this job. I will go elsewhere.
Well, sometimes that's what it takes. You know, I mean, I got the next story here. Potential side effects of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. You know, it's like JP was saying, I'm going to inject myself with an unproven vaccine screws up my DNA, you know, and all this stuff. And then, you know, I saw somebody post something on Facebook. Well, are you okay now with, are you against Donald Trump because he's promoting the vaccines? You know something? I'm going to call Donald Trump on the carpet if I don't agree with the vaccines. You know, This is one thing I have a problem with. But what does that mean? Vote for Biden? I mean, this guy's a frickin' train wreck with dementia who's got a communist idiot sitting behind him ready to jump into the seat, you know, backed by a bunch of Black Lives Matter frickin' Nazis he wants to get a vaccine. Maybe he's ignorant in the area of vaccine. Maybe he's not. Is he going to make it mandatory? I don't know, but it's time to stand up no matter what.
Yep, I agree with that.
Did I rant there a little bit? This story here is Spyro. Why do all these guys have to have these weird names?
You're not even going to know what the side effects are of the darn thing. I mean, until like 5, 10, 20 years down the road, and then what? If you live that long, if you go along with everything anyway, you may be on the train and you won't have to worry about it. I don't know. Just saying. You know, how can they even begin to know what the side effects are? They don't know. They got a bunch of crap in something that you're injecting into your body. There's no way.
Yeah, I know. And the stories like nurse collapses on live television minutes after taking the COVID virus vaccine from Pfizer. Ah. Collateral damage. Maybe you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet.
Maybe
you
she saw a picture of Biden, I don't know, or Mark Zuckerberg or whatever.
That should kill you right there, because that guy is an alien. I'm not kidding. There's something going on.
You mean he's uglier than Keith Richards?
You know, Keith Richards has his own rules when it comes to ugly. But his skin's like all wrinkly from probably smoking or drugging out too much.
Oh, yeah, thank a little drug.
Zuckerberg looks like somebody grabbed him by the back of the head and pulled hard and stretched his skin back over his face and then tied it up with a rubber band or a knot or some string or something. And then he cut his hair short like like something. He looks like Spock.
Is that like a man bun?
He's got a Spock cut. I'm telling you, you can't make this crap up. The guy's weird looking. You know, did you see him in the congressional hearings? He's like, but Captain, I seem to have missed. He's weird, man. He's weird. And this is the guy running the show, you know.
Spiders.
I should have maybe prepared a couple of impressions for him, but, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I'm not a doctor, but, you know. The nurse collapses on live television. No. Did anybody see that on the Communist News Network or the, MSLSD or?
I actually heard that Trump was trying to get his own media going. I don't know how true that is. I got to research that. But he's in the process of doing something like that.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. You know, so Spiro's, Spiro Scoris reminds us that Bill Gates is a computer software expert, not a doctor. You know,
really?
And that's what I'm saying. I'm not a doctor, Jim. You know, I mean, or an epidemiologist. You know, follow the rollout of the
smart. But he's so smart.
I think everybody just tells him he's smart. And I think he believes that he's smart.
Don't they have a word for that?
I think there's a couple of cells missing there someplace. following the rollout of the swine flu vaccine in 1976, a public health disaster was caused when 300 people were killed and thousands were injured following the inoculation.
No.
Yeah. Dr. Michael Hatwick says he warned the CDC of a neurological disorder resulting from the flu vaccine, but his superiors at the CDC claim he never reported that information. The head of the CDC resigned over the scandal. Soros says that the death of six people who participated in the Pfizer vaccine trial is not being reported in the mainstream media. Gee, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'm completely shocked. Pfizer has been paid billions of dollars in fines for safety violations, or they have paid out billions of dollars in fines for safety violations, corruptions, bribery, false claims, and we should trust them, right?
Sure.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm
thinking we could get a board game, rearrange your DNA, you know, and at the end of the game, whoever loses gets vaccinated. Kind of like a Ouija board almost. Different, though.
Just watch who has the syringe in their hand at the time of the game ends. I'm just saying.
I want the race car.
But I have my card. I got my card.
I gotta get out of jail, get out of the hospital.
I have my P card.
I gotta get out of the hospital free card. You know, I mean, good grief. I got another story here. I guess it's really weird. None of this made the newspaper or the mainstream media. You know, USA Today and Record Fleshlight. Have you ever been by the Record Fleshlight's main office?
I don't even think there's any cars in the parking lot.
I see like one car there. There's one guy works there. There's a big, huge building right next to Tractor Supply. There's like one car there. Boy, that's a thriving organization, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, good grief. Just like KCNR, you know. Oh, good grief. I watched the weather.
Not KCNR.
I'm sorry, KRCR. No, we're
sorry.
KCNR. I'm sorry.
Watch yourself.
I'm so mad that I can't even remember the call station letters.
I'm sorry.
I mean, can you watch any of these local news channels? Can you watch them? I mean, they're like COVID, 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 COVID.
And now we have the weather report.
Yeah, exactly.
The new report on COVID.
COVID, 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 COVID. You're like, what is wrong with these people? They don't report any of this crap. Oh, it's like, you'd rather get struck by lightning than COVID. You know, there's less chance. And the payoffs and the bribes. But be afraid.
Yes. the new numbers are in, and be careful.
Be afraid.
You know? Be afraid. Yeah, that cracks me up with it. Like, really? Broke more numbers this week.
So,
Okay.
Here's another shocking shocking, I tell you. Another shocking report on COVID vaccines' adverse effects. The rollout continues anyway. After two National Health Services workers in the UK experienced severe allergic reactions to the new Pfizer COVID vaccine. No. I guess when you rearrange your DNA, it probably has long-term effects, doesn't it? I don't know. I'm not a doctor either.
Yeah.
I have no idea. All I know is that I read these reports, and my gut feeling is telling me if I listen to it, because they haven't lied about anything before, have they? Like, I mean.
I'm sorry. I have a hard time letting people just stick something in my body. Here, come here. Let me help you out. Why am I with it? You know, I mean, come on.
Let's see. What do we got here? So two vaccine companies, Pfizer and BioNTech. BioNTech excluded people from their drug trials with a history of allergic reactions. Therefore, the performance of the vaccine looks a lot safer that way.
Oh, yeah. And
I wonder if they'll exclude them from their mandatory vaccination.
And they can't be sued? I'm sure it is. You know, you can't do nothing because they didn't know what they were doing. They had their best interest at heart.
Past efforts to introduce RNA technology have failed because serious autoimmune reactions occurred. The three major clinical trials of COVID vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca.
I wonder what the numbers are of people that died from their vaccines for other things. Like, you know, the flu.
It's probably more than getting struck by lightning.
That's what I'm thinking.
They were designed to prevent nothing more than a mild case of COVID-19. That means if you have a cough or chills and a fever, but cough, chills, and fever are usually cured naturally, and there's no real need to have a vaccine.
Oh, really? And with that, I guess we need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Best room doorstep, gentlemen, so I just walked inside. I took two steps and realized I've been taken for a ride. I heard high voices, turned and found the place was occupied by two nuns, three old ladies, and a nurse. What could be worse than two nuns, three old ladies, and a nurse? The restroom door said, gentlemen, it must have been a gag. As soon as I walked in there, I ran into some old hag. She sprayed me with a can of mace and smacked me with her bag. I could tell this just wouldn't be my day. What can I say? It just wasn't turning out to be my day. The restroom door said, gentlemen, and I would like to find the crummy little creep who had the nerve to switch the sign. Cause I've got two black eyes and one high heel up my behind. Now I can sit with comfort and joy. Boy, oh boy, no, I'll never sit with comfort and joy.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy. With the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snoring?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Quicken Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quicken Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer, car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quicken Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Passing through the snow in a lifted pickup truck, o'er the hills we go, looking for a buck. I'm back here in the bed with a big smile on my face. I'm getting in the spirit with a loaded 308. Oh, jingle bells, fill that freezer up. Oh, what fun it is just drinking bourbon, shooting bucks. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to shoot a deer on Christmas Day. Santa came last night, but he parked his sleigh next door, 'cause he knows I'd love a reindeer mount right over my front door. And we told all the kids those presents have to wait till Daddy comes back home with a big dead deer on his tailgate. Oh, jingle bells, fill that freezer up. Oh, what fun it is just drinking bourbon, shooting bucks. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Bobby Brown there. In California, that's probably illegal.
Probably. Wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all. In fact, Oh, I'm sorry, not Bobby Brown, Buddy Brown. Wow. So, we got 9 minutes left in the show. I mean, what do you say? I mean, where do you go from here? I mean, what, you know, we could go back to Black Lives Matter about the $10.6 billion that they received. You know, Patrice Cullors, well, it's kind of a weird name, C-U-L-L-O-R-S. That's not like a made-up name or anything.
It was
Cullors, you know, self-described Marxist and co-founder of BLM and, you know, it says Wiki, but I'm not sure Wiki has anything to do with it. You know, has anybody noticed that a lot of my, like I just got an email in just a second ago from Kevin Kiley. And it's funny, it went straight to my junk. Isn't it? I'm finding anything more and more conservative going straight to my junk on my email. And I have to go through my email junk now every single day.
Sometimes they don't even make it to the junk mail. I don't know where they go, but they go somewhere. I don't know where they go. It's like, okay.
They go to the email graveyard to die. You know.
There's a lot of weird stuff with the internet and phones and things like that. That's for sure. Not that they would be censoring or.
Well,
know,
and then
this
big, you know, speaking of the internet, the big hack, you know, that is supposed to happen is supposed to be an Armageddon hack and Pearl Harbor. And Trump goes, not so much. You know, I mean, so, and then it was the Russians and Mike Pompeo, and now it's not the Russians, and, you know.
Again, that information.
So, who knows? I mean, we're so far into la-la land, and there's a video here that I'm going to
probably post. But we do know the Chinese are involved in some of the internet stuff. That we do know.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, the Chinese wouldn't be behind any of this stuff, would they?
No.
I got just posted another one here from JP, but it's called Guidelines for Communism. I'll have to watch that later. And I'm on President Trump's Twitter feed right now. And, you know, there's another video there. It's called The Plot to Steal America. I probably watched that one. And we've got videos of caught on video telling the volunteers in Michigan to count multiple ballots with the same signature. No, nothing to see here. I mean, you know,
there's a lot of that.
You know, I can understand why some of these people are so confused that they just want to avoid everything. But that's not going to help them.
No, it's not helping.
It's not
going to
help them.
Yeah.
You gotta figure this out.
Just because you close your eyes doesn't mean that it goes away.
Yeah, it's taking the old ostrich position. You know, I'm not sure how that's going to work out for you, but what a crazy bunch of stuff, you know. And then, you know, the militia, you know, having to go out and protect people and restaurants from the government. I mean,
who would have thought anything like that would be happening in this country in this day and age? You know what I mean? Maybe I'm just out there, but I mean, when we were growing up, would you ever have thought anything like that? I mean, that was something you read in a book. And it happened someplace else, not in America.
It goes to show you how fast this thing can get turned in this experiment of America of self-governance by people not paying attention, by not doing anything. And then if you get, evil powers in control of your media and how it works, that's what happens. In order for you to be free, you know, the price of liberty is constant vigilance. And that's what's starting to occur because people are starting to realize you just can't ignore it. You know, because there's the trend of government has been evil since man first started crawling out of the primordial soup or whatever you want to believe in. Because people want to control other people to get them to do what they want them to do. I guess it's just part of nature. That's why they said, if men were angels, we wouldn't need a constitution to bind them down with. And that's what the constitution is about. It's about limiting government's power over you. It's not about, you know, them giving us stuff or telling us what to do or you know,
they're
taking
not
care
our
of
friend.
Us.
They're not there to be our friend at all.
They're not our daddy. You know, you're supposed to get your, pull up your big boy pants and be a man, and you're supposed to be telling them what to do responsibly, because liberty is freedom with responsibility. Yeah. It's not just do whatever you want.
You were talking about since the beginning of time. I actually pulled this off of Frog Legs.
Intellectual Frog Legs.
Yeah, thank you.
Joe Dan.
That Abraham Lincoln, back in 61 through 65, you know, he did an executive order to arrest and do imprisonment of irresponsible newspaper reporters and editors back then.
Well, it's interesting. I was reading a thing yesterday that said we've declared martial law like 65 times since the country started. So it's not like it's a big thing. But I think we're going to go to the Insurrection Act. I think we're going to have to the way it's gotten so far out of hand with corruption and at the highest levels. And, you know, they're not doing their jobs and the legislatures. So we'll see what happens and where Trump goes. And Trump's going, this martial law. But, you know, he doesn't always tip his hand either. So we'll have to wait and see how it plays out. You know, at the bottom line, what's going to happen is if that Trump doesn't do anything, we're going to have to. And we might have to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Just like right now, we're doing it anyway because you can't depend on the federal government, taking care of you. You can't depend on the federal government taking care of your state, getting rid of these people.
It's up to us. That is our job.
It's up to us. And you know, it's at the point where enough people are starting to turn on them that they're starting to realize they have a problem. Before, and nobody shows up, nobody does anything. Guess what? They don't have to comply with our wishes, just like the Board of Supervisors here. I mean, good grief. You got 300 or 400 people sitting out there and they just ignore them?
Yeah.
Because they don't see the long-term effects that, if they keep pushing this envelope, you know, back in the day, I mean, they took you in...
to the town square.
Ran you out on the rail or tarred and feathered you. Maybe that's what we need to bring. That could be a new resolution for the next Board of Supervisors as we introduce...
Well, make a town square with tar and feathers?
A tar and feather resolution,
I think that would be...
Might go over pretty
might,
well.
Might be kind of interesting to see the reaction you got from certain Board of Supervisors. I'm just saying, they'd probably be in Idaho.
Well, some of them already left. Because it wouldn't just be the Board of Supervisors. You'd probably have to go through a bunch of the deep state workers. We have a deep state here in Shasta County.
Right.
You know, it's a good old boy network. Everybody's, we want to go to the cocktail parties and have fun. And it's not really affecting us because I have my pension.
Right. Before we get off, we have 1 minute. I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. Be safe. Enjoy your family.
Enjoy the holidays.
Enjoy the holidays.
And have no fear.
Yeah.
You know, let's step up like Americans and do what has to be done.
Yeah, do what you need to do.
Well, it's been quite a year. You know, 2020 is almost in the rearview mirror. Another week or so, and we got the first of the year, and we'll be getting into 2021.
What that could be.
You know, we'll boldly go where no Shasta County resident has gone before. Zuckerberg is an alien. I'll swear to it on a Bible and in a public forum.
I'm not going to dispute that.
We're here. We got the music. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
And this is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Have a very Merry Christmas, everyone.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.